Well, here we are. It's Loretta and Ari here, of course. Who else would it be? And we're in Santorini now, Santorini Schnitzel. And we would have been here sooner except for our boat from Ios to Santorini was supposed to leave at 5:30 on Thursday. Wasn't it 5:30?
Yeah, 5:30 in the evening. Instead, it left at 5:45 the next morning.
And we had to spend the night on the boat in our sleeping bags. And while we were waiting for the boat to come in, we met these two Swedish boys.
And we nicknamed them Lurch and Putz.
Because we asked them, we were talking, and we got to be friends with them, and when we asked them what their names were, they said Mats. And we said, what? Loretta goes, what, Mats? they both have the same name, and it's Mats.
And I said, it sounds like some dogs' names.
And they're really cute, really nice. And they're traveling for a month. And we talked with them and hung out, and Loretta and fell asleep. And we had bought some ouzo, which is...
They were so exciting, I fell asleep.
I bought some ouzo, which is Greek anise liquor, and it was really nice.
And she bought me a chocolate bar, so I ate the chocolate bar and fell asleep. And then Ari stayed up, until 3 o'clock talking to Putz, the one we nicknamed
Putz.
Well,
it was like I couldn't go to sleep. I mean, he couldn't stop talking to me.
And so it was
nice, the Swedish boy.
Swedish boy. So she stayed up talking.
He wanted in my sleeping bag.
I know. It was like he was talking to her till 3 in the morning. I couldn't believe it. And I woke up the next morning, and he had changed positions, and both of them were asleep, and he had put his head by Ari's head, and I was going, oh, my God. And I'm totally, Das, don't worry, I'm totally not letting Ari even near him.
Oh, not even.
Oh, quit. But he really likes Ari, I think. Every time he talks to her, he turns red and he does this funny expression with his face where he puts his eyes up and sort of goes, mm-hmm. He's so Swedish.
And they're staying in the same hotel that we're in right now in Santorini.
Yeah. And the other guy that's with him, we nicknamed him Lurch.
He's 6'6".
He's 6'6", and he's
huge. Robo. He is so gorgeous.
He's only 19.
And what's really funny is that he totally gets embarrassed around Loretta. And the short one that I was talking to.
Putz.
He's 20. But we were talking, and, you know, we had a really neat conversation. We talked for a really long time, and Lurch was like all disappointed because Loretta fell asleep. And it's like today we bumped
into him. Not even into him. Not even.
And tonight.
His hair needs a haircut.
His hair needs a haircut.
And he totally needs a
haircut. And tonight we just bumped into him after we had dinner at this beautiful restaurant overlooking the water. And he's like totally into Loretta.
I mean, oh, shut up. I'm sure.
Well, it's like, I mean, you're not into him, but it's obvious that he really likes you. It's totally obvious.
Anyway, so we have been so...
Good girls. Good. That's why we come home early every night to masturbate.
Totally masturbate. Robo, I am dying. I am dying. I'm so horny. So, what
day
is it today?
I am being so good. You don't even know how good I'm being. I've had so many opportunities. You don't even know how
it's
good
so
I'm
weird.
Being.
It's like... It's like we come to Europe and everybody wants to mount us. It's so weird. It's so weird. I can't believe it.
Uh-oh. What was that?
Putz and Lurch. Just kidding. So today is what, June 11th?
Yeah.
June 11th. Monday it'll be only 3 weeks since we've left. It seems like I haven't seen you, Roby, in so long. So weird. Today's Saturday. We went to the beach today.
But I gave Loretta a pep talk tonight about how incredible this trip is for her. So now she's really glad to be here.
Yeah, I am, but I still miss you. Anyway, we went to the beach for the first day today on Santorini.
It's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. This place is fucking paradise. I can't even tell you how beautiful
it is
here.
It's weird. It's like we can't even explain it.
It's like not even worth explaining because it's fucking paradise here. It's so
beautiful. The beach here is black sand.
Black sand beach on Santorini.
Because it's a volcanic island.
And it's ash. And
we were on the beach today, and we met an American, Italian, a Swiss. That guy's from Switzerland, wasn't he?
Yeah.
That Eurasian guy. And and then we met two guys from Canada. And we went swimming, and the water is so incredibly clear. It's like at 20 feet, you can see the bottom. It's so beautiful.
Beautiful.
And it's
blue.
Warmer here. It's much
blue.
Warmer.
And it's really, oh God, it's like fucking paradise here. I can't even tell you. My hair's getting bleached out. I'm totally tan.
Doss, I am tan. Loretta, tell
me. Ari is tan for the first time in her life.
Tan.
We thought she was tan in Eos. Eos was nothing. She is so tan now, and she's gotten over the burn stage. So
and
she's getting
and
tan.
Believe it or not, my pants keep falling off because I've been losing
weight. She's
away.
Lost weight, Doss. She has a waist. I'm not kidding. She has a waist.
Oh, God.
She looks so good. It's so weird. Her tits even
good.
Look smaller. It's really weird. Oh, my God, Robo. I can't even believe how fat I was when I got to England. I can't
Loretta,
even believe
you
it.
You look so good. It's amazing how good Loretta
you
Loretta's
wouldn't believe.
Total, her tits are so brown. They're like little
Robo, my tits are totally
malt
brown.
Malt
balls. Chocolate-covered malted milk
and
balls.
I want to eat them.
I'm not kidding, Robo. My tits are tan for the first time in my life. I never wear a bathing suit here. Never. Mm-hmm. My ass is tan. My tits are tan. My crotch. Everything.
And
all
I
it needs is Robo's
my bathing suit again because my tits, that's the only thing I can't stand to wait to
her
get
tits
tan.
Got so burnt they look like Pepto-Bismol bleach marks.
My tits are the only part of me that's burnt and it's like it hurts too much so I just keep my bathing suit top on.
Yeah, and she's gotten so red on her tits that it's like scabbed over. She got too burnt. It looks really awful. But it's okay.
It's going away now.
Yeah.
And my arms and my legs and my back, everything is so tan. It's amazing, my face.
We're staying at this hotel, and it's like 242 drachmas each a night, which is about what? About, I don't know. Let's see. It's 100, wait a minute, 82 drachmas to 100, what, a dollar?
Yeah.
82 drachmas equals a dollar, and
so
it's 242
out.
Drachmas, so it's like $2 and something. And it's like the bathroom stinks.
That's
so
the
bad.
Only problem.
That's the
but
only
But it's a
problem.
Really nice room, and Lurch and Pets are staying downstairs.
You already told them that. No. But we're not even into these guys. They're so fucking virginal. It's amazing, and ew, not even.
They're really cute, though.
Not even.
Yes, they are.
No way.
And oh, what we want to tell you is that Pets told me, the one who likes me, he told me that they're going to see Bowie in Berlin on June 20th. So I was like, got totally excited when he told me. And Loretta was sleeping, and I thought instead of waking her to use better strategy. So the next day I calmly dropped it to Loretta about how, you know, wouldn't it be fun to go see Bowie in Berlin? And Loretta got really excited and stuff. So we're going to go to Berlin. We're going to leave here next week and go up to Berlin, and we were going to go with them, but we decided not to. We might meet them there, I don't know, because they speak German. So we'll probably, you know, just...
I don't even want to go with them, that's the thing.
But
I don't
no, we're not going
go.
With them, but for mooching purposes. I mean, we don't even speak German.
That's true, we have to mooch some tickets. It's like, Bowie's playing June 20th, and today's June 11th, so we're going to stay here like 4 or 5 more days. And then... or maybe not even that. What is it? Sunday, Monday.
And
so like 4 more
and
days.
And Doss, we're totally going to buy you and Robo sex toys in Berlin.
Don't even worry. I can't wait
to
go to Berlin.
It's
supposed,
sex toys.
It's supposed to
Greek
be amazing. Berlin's supposed to be amazing. We're really excited to go. We're going to validate our Eurorail passes when we get to Brindisi. Well, Patra. When we get to Patras, we're going to validate our Eurorail passes and take the ferry from Patras to Brindisi, Italy.
We take the
ferry.
What's up, Tacky's?
And anyway, so what I wrote in the last letters was to write me, Loretta Jean, but put Ariane Phillips.
Because
on,
I have American Express.
Because she has an American Express traveler's checks. Otherwise, I'll have to pay, and they won't even hold my mail because I don't even have any.
So I'll know once I open it that it's for Loretta. I won't read it.
Yeah, just put Robo in the corner. Why'd you put two lights on? How stupid.
It's just a nicer light. That's too harsh.
Well, turn that off.
Electricity bill.
Turn it off. Yeah, but it's our fucking oil. So anyway, so I told you to write me Ariane Phillips in care of American Express.
Like, same goes for you, Doug.
Florence, Italy, and you can spell Florence F-I-R-E-N-Z-E, and we'll be in Florence.
And you can write Italia, I-T-A-L-I-A.
Yeah, Italy. Yeah. So we'll be there, let's see.
They hold mail for 90 days.
They
so
hold
we'll
mail for 90 days.
90 days.
So if I mail this tape on Monday, you guys, I don't think I'm going to be able to mail it on Monday, but maybe, oh well. Anyway, if I mail this tape and you guys get it allow a week for the mail to get there, okay? And we're going to be in Florence probably when, Ari?
Well,
the end of June, beginning of July. So,
well, you should just mail our mail as soon as you can.
As soon as possible.
We'll
I'm just thinking, after Florence, where will we be? But I don't know. Just
well,
write
we'll
it.
We'll have to write him and tell him what
we'll write you and let
I'm
you
sorry,
know.
Sorry, but we're world travelers, and
sorry,
it's like we don't know
like,
where we're going to be.
It's
next.
Like, fuck. But anyway, this is really fun. The time is going by really fast. It seems like, I mean, I really miss you, Robo, but it seems like the time is going by really fast, so that's good.
Doss, I hope everything's going well with your job. I'm anxious to know.
Yeah.
And if you don't stay true, I'll poke you till you're blue, honey. I'm not kidding.
We've been so good. It's unbelievable. It's sickening. We should join a convent. Uh-huh. I'm so horny. I can hardly stand it.
You guys get that jizz flowing, because when we get home, it's
nonstop
action.
It's nonstop
it's
marathon.
Love action.
Ramathon. We're buying... Since we've been in Greece, we really haven't bought that much. We've been here almost 3 weeks.
Candy girl,
I'm out of world. Get out of here, Ari. So since we've been in Greece, we've only spent like, how much have we spent since we've been in Greece, not counting the bus ticket? I've only spent about $150.
Same here.
That's all for 3 weeks. It's so cheap here, you wouldn't believe it.
We're coming here on a honeymoon, honey.
Robo, we're totally coming here. I don't even care what you say. We're totally coming here. It's so beautiful and romantic and incredible.
There's lots. It's just, there's so much. It's great.
It's beautiful.
We're going to rent mopeds, probably.
Robo, can I just say one thing? Don't get mad at me, but please don't cut your hair until I get home. Please. It's not that I think it was ugly or anything, but I just love your hair, and I want to just, you know, run my fingers and feet through
it,
okay?
I'm going to totally give you a budgie cut, Roby, when I'm coming.
Oh my god, Robo. You have to grow your hair out again.
Our hair also is getting really sun-bleached
yeah.
in the sun. It's getting
our hair's
like
getting
all the part
sun-bleached.
That we dyed red, it's getting really light, almost blonde. Total blonde.
Total surfer so girls, I'm sure.
From California, okay?
Nobody has thought we've been from America. No
Most
one.
Most people think we're British.
It's so weird. People don't even think we're from America.
Until we open our big fat mouths.
Not even. Not even when we do that.
We don't even have a British accent. They think we're British. It's weird.
It's weird. So anywho, what else do we want to say? God, we haven't made a little...
We have tons to say. Let's tell them about Donkey Kong.
Oh my god, you tell them. You tell them about Donkey Kong.
Okay.
Come over here, because this thing is kind of far away.
Why don't I smoke it?
Here then. Here's Ari.
Here's Ari. The first day that we were in Eos, this is back over a week ago, we were on the beach and there's this guy and we thought he was really cute at first, and total French guy. He kind of looked like Ralph, only not so ethnic looking. He was real suave
slick.
And slick and punk looking. He's just real cute. And he's walking around the beach.
Strutting.
Totally strutting. And he had like shades on and really
cigarette
behind his ear, you know, thinking he's Mr. Mod. So we noticed him. And then these three British girls who we got to be really good friends with, who are on the tapes that you guys have by now, hopefully, one day they were saying how they were at the beach, and he came up to them and asked in broken English if he could use their suntan oil. And Kim said no, because he was like standing right over her, and he had easily the biggest cock on the
yeah,
walk.
Yeah, but he was like standing right over her, waving his cock in her face.
Yeah, like waving his cock in her face. And she said no, so he went over to the girl next to her and asked, and she gave it to him, and she got really embarrassed because he was like totally rubbing suntan oil right in front of her, all over his cock and body. And then he puts on all his clothes and leaves. It's like total jerk.
So we nicknamed him Donkey Kong.
So we'd see him around in the village and stuff. And this, the last night we were there, we went dancing to this in this disco.
And tell him how much we kept talking about him and laughing every time we'd see him and say,
yeah, every time we'd see him, we'd laugh and go, oh, there's Donkey Kong. And he's like totally trying to scam on all of us because I guess, you know, we're cool looking or something. I don't know. But
Of course,
totally. So this last night we're there, we're at this disco, and we were all dancing, have a really good time. And he comes right in front of Kim and like by me and Loretta and just starts dancing right in her face, you know, and she's like, oh my God. Kim, the British girl. And So then Loretta decided she wanted to leave early, so she went back to the hotel, and I stayed and was dancing a while longer. And then I decided I was tired about, I guess it was about midnight, and I said bye to my friends, and they asked me if they wanted me to walk them home, or if I wanted them to walk me home. And I said no, I could walk home by myself. So I'm walking through the village, and I see Donkey Kong coming, and it's like I didn't even want to deal with it. So I ducked into a jewelry shop, and I pretended like I was looking at jewelry, because everything's open really late here for the tourists. So I go out of the jewelry shop a couple minutes later, and I don't see Sarah, and I'm walking around, and all of a sudden I hear this guy in broken English say, "Hey, what's your name?" And I look back, and sure enough, it's Donkey Kong, and I'm... And I looked at him, and I just kind of rolled my eyes and laughed. And he goes, "What's your name? I seen you at the beach." He says, "I don't want to come on to you. He goes, "I just want to know your name." And I was standing there laughing, and then I turned around and walked away. And he goes, "You bitch." And then I just, like, started walking really fast, and I turned a corner and just, like, ran home. But it was so funny, because it's like, he thinks he's such hot shit, Mr. Donkey Kong. So that's, like, our big joke.
Is there enough room on that side to tell about lip smacking?
Yeah.
Tell about lip smacking.
Okay. This is Loretta gets the credit for this one. On our bus trip back 2 weeks ago from London to Athens, mostly everybody on the bus was under 25, except for this old Greek man who we nicknamed Lip Smacky.
And he was deaf.
And he was really sweet. He was like 85. And he sat behind us. Well, sure enough, of the whole fucking bus, he sat.
He got left.
I know, no, but we have to tell. And Lip Smacky had no teeth, right, except for what, one rotten...
One little chunk
on the bottom. And he's like, in his sleep, he'd fall asleep and he'd go... and smack his lips. And it was so funny. And he'd keep us up all night. Not that we could fall asleep on that bus. It was such hell, but...
Every time we drift off to sleep, we'd hear...
It was so funny.
We'd hear Lip Smacky cutting away.
So, one time when we were in Yugoslavia, was it Yugoslavia or Austria?
I can't remember.
I think it was Yugoslavia. Lip Smacky's deaf. Oh, no, it was on the boat from Dover to Calais.
That's...
So, okay, our bus got on the ferry, and we had, you know, and we could get off and have drinks and stuff. And then when it was time for us to get back on our bus to get off the ferry... Oh, there's our friends. Here comes our Swedish friends. We noticed that Lip Smacky wasn't there. Go get him. Go get him.
Okay.
Hurry, you have to go out on the balcony. She's going to get the Swedish boys. We just saw him. Well, we noticed that Lip Smacky wasn't there, so these British friends of ours... Loretta's talking to him. I think they're coming up. But, Lip Smacky wasn't there, so they went and got him. And
come on, tell them the rest. What'd you tell them?
Wait. I was just telling him about Lip Smacky and how...
He got left on the boat from Dover to Calais.
Yeah, you tell.
He got left on the boat from Dover to Calais, and he was all curled up in a corner, totally asleep, chewing his cud away. It was so funny, and this one of these British girls... One of these British girls was on the bus going, "Hey, I think the old man's on the boat. He fell asleep." Oh, here comes our Swedish friends. We have to tell him what to say on this tape for your show. Bye.